but Gráinne, the speaking time row, it ended quietly this week, insofar as we can say it ended at all.
Yeah, started with a bang, ended with a whimper. I don't know if things have been put to one side because they reached the end of the road or because the tariff issue came along, and everybody knows how concerned employees and businesses are about that. But the new other members slot began on Wednesday. Carol Nolan was the first TD in that slot to take the helm. It came the day after Verona Murphy won a no confidence motion. Again, that was very like a lot of other government motions. Sorry, the confidence motion, a lot like other government motions of confidence. The government had their go at the opposition. The opposition had a go back. The government win it and it goes back to the way it was before. But yeah, Carol Nolan took that slot, asked a question. Sinn Féin, Labour and PPP walked out during that slot, but even that was quite tame. And we were back to business then. I understand committees are going to be tried, they're going to try and form committees next week. The question I would have is, will the opposition legally challenge the decision Verona Murphy made to amend, pass the motion to amend standing orders that allowed for that slot, that new speaking time slot? And when Michael Lowry eventually takes to his feet to speak in that slot, will PPP and other parties disrupt and basically stop him from right. speaking?
Or just leave, potentially.
Or leave.
I suppose, look, we have a couple of minutes left. So, John Brady, to you first. Committee formation, but pairing. Let's start with pairing. Will pairing be facilitated if, you know, if on the one hand you're asking government to go and do a job of negotiation in Europe, will they be facilitated to do that through pairing?
Well, look, I think it's important to stay, Colin. We are in this situation purely of the government's making. I mean, we have a grubby deal pulled together by Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and some of Lowry's people. And what we've seen play out in the Dáil over the last number of weeks could quite easily have been dealt with if the government had a, you know, when Verona Murphy got her independent advice, which she was given on the 4th of February, said that, you know, Lowry's group could not be classed as...
I mean,
they
would say themselves they're all independents in their own right.
So, look, I mean, we are in this situation now where, you know, the group have been given special treatment, special speaking time. So Lowry has won out. You know, he has got his way. And all options remain on the table for us. It's important, yes, that the work of the Dáil does get going again. And there's no reason why committees should not have been formed back
You're not going to tell me yes or no whether pairing will be
well,
facilitated.
Look, I mean,
right?
Every option remains on the table at this stage. And look, I mean, it's important what this process has shown is, you know, together the opposition have been very, very strong. And we will do,
All options are open. Okay, yeah. Sinead Gibney.
We have really vociferously fought against the erosion of this democratic principle over the last number of weeks.
Stayed in the chamber when others walked out.
Yeah, so. I mean, individually, yeah. I had left actually already. I just had other something else to do, so I left after Keane's go at leaders. But yeah, we agreed that we're not going to. We don't really believe that walking out is going to be either sustainable or effective.
And pairing.
So we have a policy already on pairing, in that we only will pair on exceptional circumstances, and that won't change.
Okay. Seamus McGrath?
Yeah, I think this issue has been blown out of all proportion. I mean, I'm a new TD, and I sat in the council for 17 years, and the coherent look of the council generally had order in the chamber. What I saw in recent weeks in the Dáil was absolutely shameful. The Ceann Comhairle disrespected, shouted at, undermined, and that's not acceptable. And hopefully there will be a line in the sand here and we will move on. This isn't just about Michael Lowry. I look at the order of business for next week, and in that other member slots, it's Fianna Fáil TDs, it's Fine Gael TDs.
Yeah, checking our own home.
We have a right to speak. We have a mandate as elected TDs. If you want a chamber that's going to be adversarial, opposition does its thing, government does its thing. I'm a government TD. I was challenging the Minister for Finance today on the penalty that people pay for deferring property tax, for example.
We're out of time. We've got to take an ad break. Back in a minute.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.